I once tried to please every single stakeholder. The result? A project spiraling into disaster. Could your desire for universal approval be your team's biggest roadblock? Are you building bridges, or are you just digging a deeper hole with every yes? Is it okay if I tell you a short story? I got selected to lead this massive high-stakes tech implementation, one of those, you know, career-defining or career-ending kind of projects. The stakeholders for that project were senior execs from every department, each armed with their own non-negotiable demands. My strategy back then, okay, I was pretty naive at that time. I basically was the chief yes officer. Marketing wanted a fancier dashboard. Absolutely. Sales needed an extra custom report by Friday. Sure thing. Operation threw in a little tiny integration that would only take a couple of days, they say. Consider it done. Individually, these seemed harmless, just a little detour, I guess. But collectively, those yeses compounded fast, like interest on a loan that I really don't recall ever taking out. The project scope was bloated into something unrecognizable. I know what my seasoned project managers out there are thinking. Well, what about change management? Or what about scope control? Hey, I will agree with you 100%. But then came that brutal late night, staring at my Gantt chart that looked less like a project schedule and more like rainbow spaghetti. Budget alarms were going off. My inbox was sort of like the battleground of, well, anyway, my team had that exhausted look on their face. You know, ED, are you really serious here? You got to be kidding me. Look. And right then, fueled by another cup of stale coffee and, let's be honest, a little slight mild panic, it hit me. I had said yes to everyone, but I was on track to deliver a disappointment to everyone. I wasn't managing expectations. I was obliterating them. That night taught me the toughest, and I do mean the toughest, leadership lesson of my career. Real leadership isn't about a universal approval or being everyone's favorite. It's about having the courage to protect the project with a decisiveness to say no and the wisdom to prioritize delivering meaningful outcomes over being liked. Point number one. Trying to please everyone means pleasing no one. Attempting a universal approval dilutes decision, compromising project integrity. When project managers prioritize broad acceptance over clear outcome, the result, well, let's be honest, it often waters down deliverables that leave all stakeholders somewhat, let's just be honest, dissatisfied. This is important, family, because clear, targeted decisions establish professional respect and reinforces your leadership credibility, even if those choices occasionally disappoint some stakeholders. Experiment with these actionable tips. Clearly define who the primary stakeholders are and whose satisfaction is truly essential. Next one, communicate transparently why certain priorities must take precedence. And the last and final one, develop the professional courage, and I'll say courage again, to make decisive choices, acknowledging upfront that everyone will agree. You're ultimately judged by outcomes, not efforts. Again, you're ultimately judged by outcomes, not effort. Stakeholders measure project managers by delivered results rather than intentions, efforts. And of course, you know, all those meetings that we have, the number of meetings attended. Good intentions or long hours don't excuse for missed milestones or ineffective deliverables. This is important because focus on our outcomes ensures your actions are aligned directly with the organization's value and stakeholders' expectation, solidifying your professional reputation. Experiment with these actionable tips. Establish clear, outcome-focused metrics early in the project. Regularly review and adjust your approach based on these measurable outcomes. Communicate progress transparently, emphasizing achieved results rather than activities performed. Point number three, decision paralyzes by consciousness. What am I saying there? Constantly seeking unanimous stakeholder agreement creates delays, It definitely stalls momentum, and it can derail project timelines. A conscious-driven decisions are idealistic but rarely practical in a fast-paced environment. Why is this important? Effective project leaders understand when to consult widely and when decisive leadership must take precedence over having an agreement to avoid damaging delays. Experiment with these actionable tips. Define explicit decision-making authority early in project initiation. Set clear timelines for stakeholder feedback, then proceed decisively. And the last and final one, be prepared to respectfully manage disagreements by explaining the reason why for swift action. Point number four, which is my favorite. Not every problem deserves the equal attention. Again, not every problem deserves equal attention. Treating all problems as equal urgent leads to exhaustion, wasted resources, and misaligned priorities. Experienced project managers strategically select which issues genuinely require immediate action. This is important because strategic prioritization maximizes resource allocation, efficiency, and protects project momentum by focusing your team energies where they most are needed and counted for. Experiment with these actionable tips. Categorize problems by genuine impact versus perceived urgency. Next one, communicate your prioritization logic transparently to stakeholders. And the last and final one, regularly revisit and realign issues, priorities as a project condition evolve. Point number five, resource limitation forces those hard choices. Again, resource limitation forces hard choices. All projects face finite resources, meaning tough decisions about allocations are bound to happen. Attempting to accommodate every request is definitely, and I do mean definitely, unrealistic and undermines the credibility of your planning. This is important because embracing resource realities enhances your credibility and positions you as the trusted advisor who can realistically manage expectation and deliver reliably. Experiment with these actionable tips. Transparently showcase your resource constraints through visual dashboards or reports. Involve stakeholders proactively in priority setting discussions to encourage my favorite thing, that thing we call buy-in. And the last and final one, clearly document resource allocation decisions and their rationale for transparency, because you know the model here. Documentation beats what? Documentation would always beat any type of conversation we'll have. Point number six, innovation always challenges comfort zone. True, and I do mean true innovation, inherently disrupts established norms and can trigger resistance among stakeholders who prefer something that's familiar, something that is a proven method. Resistance is not necessarily opposition, but rather a neutral response to uncertainty. This is why this is important, of accepting that innovation is inherently uncomfortable, enables you to lead stakeholders through change more effectively, positioning you as an insightful and strategic innovator. Experiment with these actionable tips. Clearly articulate innovation benefits, linking them to explicit strategic business value. Next one, prepare stakeholders with realistic expectation about temporary discomfort. And the last and final one, can we get a hoorah or a celebration? Celebrate early success visibly, building confidence in the innovative approach. Point number seven, time management always requires you to say no. I'm clicking on my watch. Every yes given to a minor task can inadvertently steal critical attention and energy from strategic initiatives. Effective time management means protecting your schedule and saying no in the most professional way that you can. No means no. I mean, there's no other, we don't have to go into a deeper dialogue. If it's no, that's what it is. So I'm saying this is important because protecting your time ensures critical tasks remain prioritized, maintaining project progress, and safeguarding your effectiveness as a project manager. Experiment with these actionable tips. Establish clear boundaries around your schedule, especially for critical project milestones. Use polite, firm language to decline or defer lower priority requests. And the last and final one, provide stakeholders with a clear visibility into your priorities and deadlines to manage expectations proactively. Point number eight, perfection is unprofitable. Again, perfection is unprofitable. There's a book I would recommend called Start Ugly. Again, it's called Start Ugly. I always recommend that book because that changed my mindset about trying to be perfect or wanting to be perfect on the thing. You can name the thing, whether it's certification, whether it's leading a project. I bring it back and tie it back to this point because striving perfectionism often leads to diminishing returns, excessive delays, and increased costs. Pragmatic project managers balance excellence with being practical and delivering tangible value efficiently. Why is this important? Understanding the threshold of good enough ensures for timely delivery, stakeholder satisfaction, and sustainable project management success. Experiment with these actionable tips. Set clear, agreed upon quality standards from the outset of your project. Continually to remind stakeholders of trade-offs between perfection and time delivery. Establish a culture of iterative improvement post-delivery rather than endless pre-delivery refinements. Well, family, what was the biggest takeaway from all of this? If you're still trying to be everything to everyone, remember this one thing. Well, I got three. Trying to please everyone means pleasing no one. You will stretch yourself thin and deliver a final deliverable that nobody wants. See, you're ultimately judged by outcomes, not effort. So although these yeses won't matter if the project fails or the quality isn't there, focus on what delivery real results mean. And the last and final one, not every problem or request deserves the equal attention. Learn to prioritize. Your no to a minor distraction is a yes to your major priorities. So family, in today's episode, my goal, my mission today was to equip you and provide clarity. If you've ever felt stuck and need tailored guidance or deeper training, check out my coaching options below. But hey, only if it feels right for you. Either way, keep trusting the process and you've got this. I go by the name ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, just listen. That just simply means Ed. Until next time.